What the fuck is up, you mother fucking sexy biatches? If you don't think you're sexy, then start thinking of it. Think half of being sexy is feeling that shit. And if you're not feeling sexy, jerk off to a picture of yourself. And if you can come while jerking off to a picture of yourself, two things. One, you're sexy. Or two, you're a fucking narcissist and you need to stop being my friend because I don't like narcissists. Okay? Okay. All right, guys, we got a few things we're going to talk about today. Right. I got my dates up on the screen. Wiley's June 11th and 12th, that's already done. Thank you to everyone who came out and saw me at Wiley's, all three of you. No, it was actually more than three people. It was a very, very, very light crowd because in the Midwest, post-pandemic, people are, happy to be outside because it's warm, because in the Midwest, it's fucking shitty weather 75% of the time. Not only that, in Dayton, big ups to the people in Dayton. They passed a law where they can just walk around drinking outside right now, like it's New Orleans. That's fucking great. I don't know why they don't just do that everywhere else, but it was bad for getting people to come to the show. Either way, we had great shows, man. You know, I think we had like about 25 people for each show. And I don't care how small the crowds are, man. I still give it my all. And those crowds were fun. They were fun as fuck, man. I had such a good time. I love it when I get a small crowd and they're just really cool, you know? And, but none of you motherfuckers bought merch. That was the first time I ever did a show and none of you motherfuckers bought merch. And I wonder if it's because I did my gay joke. We'll talk about that later. I don't know. Okay. We're going to get this started. I wanted to talk about that, opening for Ron White this weekend at Ridley's. And, I want to talk about my porn name and I want to talk about, an immortality drug that I happen to be taking. My dates are on the screen. Comedy Castle this weekend, 17th to the 19th. I was supposed to be headlining all shows this weekend, but then Ron White came into town and, you know, you can't blame the club. For sure, he's going to sell out the club. So now I'm headlining two shows on Saturday, but I'm opening for Ron White Thursday and Friday. Those shows are already sold out. But if you're in Detroit, come see me Saturday. We got two shows, early show and late show. Just come on out. I would say come in for the early show. Usually the early shows are typically better. But buy both tickets. Come to both shows. Then I'll be at Gutty's in Indiana. And then the weekend of that, I'm doing the Jewish Ensemble Theater, which is really cool. Supernova in Hollywood. Madhouse July 2nd and 3rd in San Diego. And then Laughs Unlimited July 16th to the 17th in Sacramento, the City of Trees. Let's get this bitch started.
Public Yemeni number one.
Did you jerk off to yourself yet? Hey, what up, Bolty? What's poppin', brother? I'm glad you can make it, man. I had no idea that you would have got that message that I was recording earlier than I was planning on. Thanks for coming out. Adam, what's up, bro? Nice sub, brother. Nice sub, brother. Adam, what does that mean? Nice sub, brother. I feel too old to know what that means. Are you saying dick in Arabic? Nice zub? You got a nice zabra, bro. Wallah, your zabra is really nice. If anybody want to know, like in Lebanese slang, if you want to say like cock, it's zub with a Z. Z-U-B. Bro, you got a nice zub. Your zub is fucking huge, bro. Bro, how do you not have a girlfriend, bro? Your zub is the size of a Nissan Maxima. You would think every girl would want to fucking ride on your zub, bro. Your zub is so big, it's got its own gravitational pull. Oh, nice. You just happened to check. Well, great, dude. Sorry, man. I was meaning to send you a message, but then I forgot. Hercules, yeah, man. If you can, come see me soon. He says, hopefully, see you soon. Thanks for tuning in, motherfuckers. We're about to do this shit. So I am just got done with Wiley's, and nobody bought merch, and I'm under the impression. So I got this joke that I'm not going to talk about it here, okay? And it's a joke about, in the joke, I end up doing something very homosexual, okay? And it's just a joke, but I play it off like it's real. That's how the joke works. And I haven't done the joke in a while. I did it at Wiley's both nights, and nobody bought merch. And I'm like, is that what it is? Are they mad at me because they think that I'm gay? But I don't know, man. One thing that I do think is funny is I cannot do that joke in a black room. Man, black people are not, they're not there. To me, it's funny. Like, black people are, like, liberal, but then they, like, they're not about homosexuals, man. They ain't about it. You do a black room and just do one joke how you maybe might have sucked a dick, and that whole room turns on you, bro. They fucking turn on you. They ain't got no room for listening to gay jokes. That's why I kind of feel bad for, like, black gay men, you know? Like, it must be hard, you know, that you have to be in a community where you always constantly have to hide it. Like, I got a comedian friend of mine named Ron Bush, black, gay. You would never think he was gay. You would never think he's gay. This guy is so gangster in how he carries himself. His voice is so deep and, you know, raspy and shit. When I talk to him, man, he tells me that he grew up in a neighborhood where he had to constantly hide that fucking shit, you know? And I think one of the funniest things that I've ever done to test if this works is, but black people and Arabs are kind of the same way. Like, black men and Arab men are the same way in that we don't want anybody to know that we're, like, girly in any way. We gotta be so fucking macho, you know what I'm saying? What? I don't cry. I never cry, bro. I don't have tear ducts. That's the type of fucking macho mentality that a lot of, like, Arabs have and black people. And, like, one thing that I do, and I just do this, it's like a fucking simple dad joke. It's such a dumb dad joke, but then it turned into a social experiment. And this is where I would, like, walk into a store or out of a store, either way, right? And typically, what do? You know, ladies first, right? If, like, there's a woman there, you hold the door open for her, let her through. So I kind of do that as a joke with guys, you know, like, I'll, like, come into a door, and let's say it's one of those, like, automatic opening doors, right, or whatever, and if me and another guy is coming up on that door, I will let them through first, and then they will go, and then it's just as they cross the threshold of the door, I go, ladies first. Yeah, you know, like a real dumb fucking dad joke. I started doing it more and more, right? You know what I notice? I've had about 3 black dudes. As soon as I say ladies first, they stop. They won't go through the fucking threshold of the door. They literally stop. They're like, what? No, you go through. There was one guy, he was, like, so muscular. He's like, no, you go through. And I'm like, nah, bro, you go through. He's like, no, man, you said ladies first. I'm like, I was joking. He's like, I don't give a shit. You go through. He made me fucking go through. That motherfucker was gonna kick my ass if I didn't go through that fucking door. So we had a fucking homosexual Mexican standoff, I guess you'd say, outside the door. And I told him, I was like, no, you go through the door, bro. He wouldn't go through the door. It was so fucking funny, man. This happened with 2 other black dudes. I don't know, man. To me, I just find it funny, man, how people want to have sex and how it makes other people feel, right? I don't know if you saw one of my earlier episodes. I think it was episode 2. I had Lulu Jovovich on. She's a hilarious comic of Russian descent, Ukrainian specifically. And she is a freak. I mean, she talks about how she just loves to get dick down. Just like if you listen to it, she talks about how she loves when a guy comes in her. That's why she like stays on birth control. She even says that she likes afterwards to know that the cum is like still dripping out of her fucking pussy afterwards. Cause she said in her fucking accent that almost sounds like a Russian spy, "I don't know. I like that. I know that I had sex today. I'm just happy I had sex today." So she's talking about all this raunchy shit, talking about how she's like really easy. It's easy for her to hook up with guys and then just tell them discard, get the fuck out of here. So she'll just ride the cock carousel, get nutted up, won't even try to take a turkey baster to get it out afterwards. No, she likes it to drip out her pussy every once in a while. And then I told her, my favorite thing is I like threesomes with two girls. And if you look at the podcast, she was like, ugh. She got like so disgusted. Like the disgust that was on her fucking face was like the disgust of someone who has only missionary sex. And then you tell them something that you do and they're just like appalled that you would do such a thing. But it was so funny to see her disgust. Mind you, she's giving me an ear beating about sperm in her pussy just sloshing around and how fun that is. What the fuck? I don't know, man. To me, it blows me the fuck away how people choose to have sex and who they choose to have sex with ends up becoming something that really appalls certain people. So here you got Lulu Jovovich. Just fucking says, "Hey, yo, I love getting dick up in me and having it shoot up in me and all that shit." And then I tell her, I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I like to have sex with a woman. And then sometimes I wouldn't mind having another woman." "Oh, you fucking disgusting piece of shit." To me, I just find it funny. You know, you hear someone like that being so vocal about being very open about sex, and then out of nowhere, you tell them something that you want to do, which is not even gross. And she was just like, "Bah, bah." And that's what it is when it comes to like gay people and gay marriage and shit like that. I think it's extremely funny how, you know, if you do an all black room and you are a non-black person, you are not going to be accepted in that room if you do a joke that says that you are gay or might be gay, you know, because I'm not gay. And it comes across really funny because when I tell the joke, it's not what you expect. But then all of a sudden, I do it in a black room. And it's really funny because, like, doing a gay joke in a black room is much like doing a racist joke in a white room. It's very, very similar, you know? Like, in a white room, depending on where you go, like, white liberal is mostly what it is. In white liberal rooms, if you do, like, a risky, racial, maybe misogynistic, whatever type of joke that you're trying to make that falls under these somewhat seemingly taboos when it comes to, you know, social aspects and racism and sex and gender, you will see white people in the room start looking around going, "Can we laugh at that? I don't think we can laugh at that. Right, guys? No, we can't laugh at that." Black rooms, gay joke. If you do a gay joke and you catch them off guard, and then they think about for 30 minutes of your set, I'm like, "This guy's not gay." Then he does a joke where it says, "This guy's gay." Everyone in that room is literally looking around going, "Yo, I ain't going to laugh at that. I ain't laughing at that. You laughing at that? No, you ain't laughing at that. My gay cousin's here with me. He's not laughing with that because he doesn't want anybody in this room to know he's gay." So I don't know. I just found it really interesting that when I did that stupid dad joke, that people, three black dudes, out of nowhere, would just be like, "You know what? Nah, dude, I ain't walking through that fucking door, motherfucker. I ain't no lady." I don't know. I just find that funny. Find that really, really, Really funny. We'll move on real quick. I'm going to have to make this one short, guys, because I got a show that I'm doing for homeless vets today, which is really nice to be able to entertain some vets today. I'm going to a shelter to do that. And then right after that, I'm going to Mark Ridley's at 7 o'clock for their open mic show. And I'm going to be trying some new jokes. I actually got my book here because I kind of want to talk about some ideas. I'm going to run it through you guys if you guys are watching. See if this stuff is even funny, man. I don't know. What the fuck was I just talking about? Yeah, so I'll be doing that tonight, and then I'm going to be jumping on a bunch of other open mics tonight, trying to work on some new shit for this weekend. But yeah, this weekend, opening up for Ron White, man, it's going to be really fucking cool, you know? Because at first I was just going to be doing all those shows by myself, but then it just turns out that, you know, he's in town, and now he bumped me for 3 shows, and they added an extra show for him. So he's doing 2 shows tomorrow and Friday. And then I'll do 2 shows Saturday. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm hoping Ron White is cool, you know. I'm sure he is, you know. But, like, will he be in the space to be hanging out with a nobody like me? You know, and I can't even blame him if he doesn't. He's got a tour bus. He's probably not going to be sitting in the green room. He's probably in the tour bus. But we'll see, you know. I've met Ron White a couple of times. I met him once briefly at the Comedy Store, and he was, I believe, really drunk, of course, and on mushrooms. I think from what I heard, he took some mushrooms that night, and he was fun as fuck. For the brief 2 minutes I hung out with him and talked with him, fun as fuck, just seemed like a really, really cool, fun guy. I heard now he's sober. The second time I saw him was at the Vulcan Gas Company while Joe Rogan was performing, and he was upstairs just watching Joe Rogan perform with this stone fucking face. He had this just look on his face like he just hated everything that was happening around him, and I think that's because he's sober. I heard he's sober now. I don't know how can you be sober but then also have a tequila called Number One Tequila. But we'll see. We'll see how this weekend goes, man. I'm just looking forward to Crush. You know, I'm only going to be doing half the time that I normally would, 30 minutes, and I'm just going to try to murder that room. And I really hope that it's it goes good. I hope I'm able to record it and get some good tape out of it. Hopefully, I'll get to post some stuff online. I'm really looking to do some more crowd work, too. One of the things I want to do this weekend during my 1 hour set is I at least this one comic named Adam Hunter. One thing he does that I found interesting is that he will do his hour set in 50 minutes, which leaves him 10 minutes. And then for the last 10 minutes, he just does this amazing crowd work with the audience. And I was just like, that is something I'm going to try to implement. I think I'm going to try to implement doing like 50 minutes of material, like 40, 45 minutes of material, and then doing like, you know, 5 to 10 minutes of crowd work, let them know the show's over, and just fuck with the audience a little bit, and it'd be a good opportunity for me to do some crowd work. But yeah, man, we'll see what's up with Ron White, man. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm also kind of like, you know, worried. You never know, man. Sometimes you'd be doing shows with some headliners, and from what I heard some like nightmare stories where they would like tell you to like stop doing a certain joke, or you know, they don't want you to be too fucking funny because then it makes their job harder, you know. But we'll see. I have no idea what's popping. To me, I'm just really glad that Mark Ridley told Ron White that one of the stipulations was that I would have to open up for him since I was already booked for that week. What's up, Tarek? Tarek just fucking got in here. What's popping, bro? Thank you, Bolty, doing the veterans show. That should be really fun. You know. Be nice to just make a bunch of people who kind of have it hard laugh a little bit. But yeah, so Ron White. And, you know, I think that's going to be fun, guys. It's going to be fun. I'm hoping it's cool. I have to admit, though, man, I still get starstruck a little bit. I'm somebody who doesn't give a shit about celebrities or whatever. But for some reason, when I'm dealing with other people that do what I do and then they're on a higher level, I kind of get this like, oh, I'm not worthy to talk to them. It's something I need to get over, man. You know, like sometimes you just get in your own head, right? Like I just told you guys earlier, you know what I'm saying? If you don't think you're sexy, just jerk off to yourself. Which is not, you shouldn't do that. Anybody who does do that is not me. Fucking narcissist. So I kind of wanted to run some, if you guys are there, I kind of wanted to run some ideas that I had for this joke. I'm trying to do this joke that is literally kind of offensive. I mean, everything I do is sort of offensive. And to me, that's what's fun about stand-ups. Can you make something what people would think is offensive funny? And I kind of wanted to... So, this joke that I'm doing, I'm not trying to give it away or anything, but it's like I want to say something about Israel and Palestine, and then I want to do it through the lens of sex. And then the other day I was writing, and I was thinking, I was like, man, maybe I could do a joke about if I was a porn star, right? Like a Middle Eastern porn star. Like, this is kind of my way of, like, trying to find a way to make it work. In a funny way, if I can do it in through the lens of porn. So I tried to come up with some Middle Eastern porn names. Like, what would my porn name be if I was a Middle Eastern porn star? So, one of the ones that I got, these are some stupid ones here first. Mohammed Duster. That was based off of a thing that says your porn star name is your middle name and then your first car. So, Mohammed Duster. I'm not feeling that one. I rock hard. Nah, that's fucking stupid too. If there's any ones that you guys like, just let me know, okay? The Jordanian Jacker. Fucking stupid. These, I'm starting off with all the ones that are really fucking stupid first. You guys know the Arabic dish Baba Ganoush? I got Baba Seduce. I don't know. That kind of got a chuckle at the open mic last night. Baba Seduce. How about Ahmed Glasses, Contact Lenses. Ahmed Glasses, Contact Lenses. Okay, that's fucking stupid too. Al Bohr. You know, Al Bohr. Like Al Gore, Al Bohr, Bohr. You know, like if you were to bore something out. You got to be a mechanic to know that one. But I am in the Motor City right now. How about... Get out of my store! Get out of my store, you bitch! Do you guys like that name? Get out of my store. Get out of my store, you bitch. Would that be a good porn name? it's so fucking stupid. Here's another one. I fooled you. That's Israeli. That's not an Arabic porn name. That's if I was Israeli. Do I got another one here? Oh, I think this one's my favorite. I think this is the one. If I was going to be an Arab porn star. Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera. Jazeera. They call me Al. Al Jiz. Al Jazeera. Yeah, bro. Which one did you guys like? Probably none of them. I'm going to run this at the open mic tonight. The joke itself is... Like, I gotta loosen the crowd up with something fucking stupid before I go into this joke that could get me canceled so that I can go out of the joke and make it fucking funny again. But we shall see, motherfuckers. I don't know. I've never actually... Bolty? No. Which one? Bolty just fucking... Bolty's my old boy from the Marine Corps. He just said no. Know what, bro? I don't like the latency on this thing. This thing, the latency is too... Hercules says, it gets worse every time. And say something. What? I get worse every time. And y'all motherfuckers need to know how to type, man. This is just a waste of my time. Tarek, not bad. Which one's not bad? Okay. Okay, Bolty said, Al Jazeera is better than the rest. I got to keep coming up with them. I'm going to have to all... Hercules said, all trash. You're a fucking piece of shit. I don't even know why you're fucking on here, bro. Get the fuck out of here. This white dog. What are you, a white dog? Is that your dog? Or is that what you wish you were? You wish you were a white racist dog? Nope. Man, I wish the latency of this thing was much faster. I have no idea what you motherfuckers are saying or what you're talking about. But Bolty El Jazeera, I think, might be the one that I'm going to have to try for now. I'm wondering if I actually go through the list of porn names in the joke. You know what I mean? I think it would be funny to see me do these dumbass. The get out my store one is funny, man. But I don't know. This is how jokes work. You know, you have to try to figure them out and see how they fucking work, bruh. But, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so let me try to move on real quick. Because, like I said, I can't be on here all day. I really want to. Hercules says, you want me to lie to you? Yeah, bro. The fuck? Lie to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Lie to me like you lie to all the girls you date when you meet them online and you tell them that you're fucking 5'8 and you show up and you're 5'5 with a footstool. Fuck out of here, bro. Okay. I'm taking an immortality drug, which is kind of an immortality drug. I'm a big proponent of health and fitness, and I love being on the cutting edge of like science and nutrition and listening to scientists on their podcast break down the different ways to extend your life, you know. And you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but like a lot of rich people have been doing all kinds of things to extend their life, you know, hormone replacement therapy, human growth hormone. One of the really weirdest things that they do is you can do this too, and I think it's really expensive, but you can get all of your blood pumped out of your body and replaced with the blood of teenagers. It's crazy. And apparently, it makes you feel great. Apparently, this transfusion of blood that you get into your system just, like, you know, the people that said that they've done it said that they just felt like they're like a teenager again. I don't know how long that lasts, if you have to keep doing that shit. I think the one incentive for me to actually do that is if they told me that I did that and that my dick would get hard every 5 minutes, then I would do it. Because everything revolves around my dick and sex. I think for most guys it does. Right? Like, I had this Indian doctor back in the day. He was freaking amazing. I was like really, really fat at the time. I wasn't taking care of myself. Every time you go to do my blood work, my cholesterol is always high. Always high. And every other doctor would tell me, hey man, your cholesterol's high. And I'm like, eh, whatever, dude. Fuck you. Then I had this one doctor, and I swear to God, he sat me down, and he's kind of a funny dude, you know? And he's like, oh, well, you know, your cholesterol is very, very high. And I was like, I know. It's always high, man. Almost anything I do, it's always going to be high. And he goes, well, you must get it under control, because if you don't, it will compromise your boners. I lost 50 pounds after that. I fucking lost 50 pounds after that shit. He told me everything I needed to do, and I was like, yes, I will stop eating cereal that I put ice cream in every night before bed. It was one of my favorite things to do, man. I stick Cinnamon Toast Crunch put it in a big fucking salad bowl. You know, those big ass bulbous salad bowls. Fill it up with homogenized vitamin D milk. You know, the one with all the fat in it. Then I'll take a scoop or two of fucking ice cream. Throw it in there too. Bruh. I was fucking unhealthy. But that shit was great. It was one of my favorite things to do before going to bed. The motherfucker told me, if I keep it up, my boners are gone. And that was it for me. That was when I was just like, okay. All right, man. I guess it's time for me to see my abs and shit. And then in the long run, man, I'm kind of glad I did it because I really started getting more into fitness again. And I started losing weight more and really taking care of myself. And, well, right now, there is this article here that I pulled up back from 2017. It says, forget the blood of teens. This pill promises to extend life for a nickel a pop. And it's called metformin. Man, and I know I might have talked about this before, but this thing has been highly researched. It's been around for a really long time. It's an extremely safe pill to take. And this is the thing about like science and nutrition is like they find shit out like in the middle of like creating something else. Like Viagra was supposed to be like a heart medication. And then they put these molecules together and then boom, they realized, nope, this is good for boners. And this is what happened with metformin. Metformin was a drug that was created to help people with diabetes to keep their sugar low. And then after like so many freaking years, like of this drug being out, I think the drug has been out maybe 2 decades or more. You know, a bunch of scientists looked at the data and they found out that metformin, the people with diabetes that was taking metformin as opposed to all the other drugs, for some reason was living 15-20% longer than people who were taking other diabetic drugs, which forced them to look into it even further. And what they found out was is that when you take metformin, not only is it good at regulating your sugar, but it actually fortifies your mitochondria, which is the protective layer around every one of your cells. And not only is it a protective layer, it's also the sheath around every cell that allows it to take in the vitamins it needs and all the energy and to operate optimally, right? Because as you get older, your mitochondria kind of goes to shit. And not only that, if you eat like shit, it goes to shit. So if you're already someone who eats like shit, you might as well take metformin, you know, because it's been great. So they're finding out that this thing is allowing people to stay alive way fucking longer. And I'm on it. I've been on it now for like 4 years, I would say. Nope. 3 years now. And bro, like one thing is good is that like I don't get fat easily. Back in the fucking day, man, before I was taking this, I'd still work out. I'd still diet. Then I have one fucking pizza and boom, I got a fucking, that's it. Like my pants don't fucking fit me. But I don't know, man. I think we're about to get to a point where we're all going to be immortal. We're going to get to a point where we're going to look at children as being disgusting, or we can't have any more children because it's just going to, you know, overpopulate the planet. Then we're for sure going to have to fly to another place. But to me, that pisses me off is that I like the fact that I can live longer. But do we want motherfuckers like Dick Cheney to live longer? I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, Dick Cheney did not have a pulse for like 1 year while he was vice president. While he was vice president, this motherfucker has always had like heart troubles. And then they had some new type of technology where they rushed him to the hospital after one of his fucking heart problems that should have just killed him and take this fucking specter of the devil off this fucking planet and dispatch him to another fucking realm. But no. Instead, they put some type of new pacemaker in him that acted as his heart until they found him a replacement heart. but he was still walking around. And then the news would say, yeah, Vice President Cheney doesn't have a pulse. Well, I could have fucking told you that. I don't think any of these politicians have a fucking pulse, man. Fuck, here we go. I'm getting into politics again. But immortality, bitches. I don't know if you guys are into this shit, but I am. And to me, I'm all about trying to, like, stay as young as possible for as long as possible and try to, like, keep my energy up, man. I think that's everything. I don't know how many people I see in this world that are, like, just angry little fucking shits. And it's just like, bro, if you would just get up and do something with your body, I think you'd feel so much better. But not a lot of people are fucking doing that shit, you know? But immortality drugs are on the horizon, and I am happy. At the same time, I'm kind of fucking disappointed, you know? Because there's a lot of fucking shitty people on this planet that need to leave. They just need to fucking go, man, you know? Would you guys take an immortality drug if you could? You guys that are watching, answer in. I kind of want to know. Would you guys take an immortality drug? Would you live forever if you could? Or would you want this life to just end in 60 to 80 years? I mean, listen, I would want to be dead if I knew that the last 10 years or so of my life, I was going to be stuck in a wheelchair, shitting myself every fucking 5 seconds. I mean, that's degrading. But where technology's looking, man, if we take care of ourselves and shit, we just might live past the singularity, you know? How about Ray Kurzweil? Ray Kurzweil is this futurist who has been predicting the future of technology since like the 70s. He holds one of the most patents of any inventor, I believe, in this country. He's been inventing shit since he was a teenager. He became famous by creating a computer that could play a piano, I believe, in the 50s, and he was on the Ed Sullivan Show. This guy here takes, I think, 80-some pills a day just to extend his life because he believes the singularity is on the horizon, meaning that technology is going to get to a point where it's going to level the playing field for everyone, where everyone's going to have food and shelter and all their basic needs met. And he believes when that happens, that's when we're going to be immortal. He believes it's going to happen not too far over the horizon. He believes it's going to happen like maybe 20 years. I think this guy's like 70 right now. He's hoping that he can live to 100. So he's one of those guys that's on, he's for sure he's on metformin. If anything, he is metformin right now. He's probably taking so much of it. And I don't know. To me, it's like, it's really funny that here we got one of the guys who's been predicting technology on point since the 70s. In the late 70s, he predicted that a computer will be smart enough to beat a human chess champion by 1996. He was 1 year off. It happened in 1997. In the 70s, when he predicted this, a lot of people were laughing at him. They're like, you're an idiot. But he said he created a specific mathematical algorithm that predicts the trajectory of technology, and that's how he's able to predict what is on the horizon. And ever since that prediction came true and that chess champion lost to a computer, that's when everyone was taking this guy seriously. And he believes, man, not too far over the horizon, the singularity's here. And this guy is trying to stay alive for it. He believes in his prediction so much that he's trying to take every vitamin and drug under the planet to keep himself alive long enough, not only to be immortal. Look how crazy is this. He has DNA from his father saved somewhere because his father died. And one of the real motivations of why he wants to live for the singularity is because he believes technology is going to get to a point where we're going to be able to resurrect people. What in the fuck, bro? This is like straight out of something out of a comic book. You know, there's a lot of scientists out there that are kind of like that. There's another scientist, I forgot his name. He was going to try to crack the code on time travel. And guess why he wants to travel through time? He wants to travel through time because he wants to go back in time to see his father again and warn his father so that his father doesn't end up getting killed. He really believes he's going to be able to build a time machine, go back in time, warn his father, come back to our time, and his father would still be alive. And then the sad thing is the motherfucker, through his calculations, found out that he won't be able to go back in time. Because according to his calculations, you can only go as far back as the time machine was created. How sad is that? But it kind of makes sense, right? And so, Balti says, I'm already on metformin, and I don't want to live forever. Well, how long do you want to live, Balti? Tariq S. says, amen. Your health is all you really own. Yeah, that's the fucking truth, man. Right? I remember like when I first started investing, one of the quotes from somebody who just said something amazing, said something to the effect of like, if you had to lose all your money or a portion of your health, which one would it be? And like he said, I would gladly lose all of my money than a portion of my health, because I'd rather have my health, because then it gives me more days to accumulate that wealth again. And not only that, since I've already know what it took to make that money, the second time around would be a lot more easier, especially if you have your fucking health. Tariq says, immortality for the win. I will say this, though. Immortality, sure. But, you know, I think I'm going to probably want to check out at some point. Right? Because, like, look how weird people are right now. Like, right now, people... Like, I'm getting to that age right now where I'm starting to look at millennials like, get the fuck out of here. If this goes... three more generations, I'm just going to want an off switch. So maybe immortality isn't the thing. Who knows? Unless you can just get over the fact that like each generation of human beings are just going to piss you off more and more because we're so far removed from each other, right? Like if you were to sit down with a caveman from thousands of years ago, that caveman will look at you like, God, you are a soft pussy. And I can't relate with you. I'm going to go fucking hunt this mountain lion. And you're going to sit here and cry about the mosquitoes. I cannot connect with you. And I really think that that is the thing that may want me to not live forever. Right? Is that each generation of humans will be so far removed from you. I mean, I look at TikTok and I'm just like, ugh. Trying to get into it, man, but ugh. You know? Imagine the next level of shit. Fuck that. But in the meantime, in the interim, why not stay as young as long as possible? You know? Only problem is evil motherfuckers like Jeff Bezos and my ex-girlfriend are going to be living forever too. You know? Tariq says, I'll remember to keep a vial of myself in the fridge for future reference. Yeah, right? I mean, and even if you do get resurrected, what the fuck does that mean? I'm like blown away. I don't really believe in like spirits or anything like that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there is such a thing, but there is a part of me that goes, if I die now, right? And then you guys bring me back. Am I really back? Or is it just another copy of me that's back? And the other version of me, where did I go? Like, I understand that maybe if you were to take my body from the grave and then resurrect that shit, you know? I'm going to need two caskets, one for my dick. My dick's huge. It's fucking huge, bro. Fucking huge. No, it's not. I wish it was. No matter how big it is, you always want it to be bigger, right? I know girls would be like, oh, no. Oh, I can't be with a guy with such a big dick. And one time I was with the guy with a really big dick, and then I was just like, no, you got to stop. I can't do this no more. That sounds like a good problem to have, though. Even though I didn't bust a nut, at least I know I got the ego boost in knowing that, bruh, my dick is huge and I'm immortal. Bam! Anyways, guys, I do got to cut this short. I got to get the fuck out of here. Got to do that. Get ready for that show for the homeless vets and Off to Mark release tonight at 7 p.m. for the open mic. Again, like I said, four shows this weekend opening up for Ron White. Those shows are sold out, but last two shows Saturday headlining. Holler at your boy. Grab tickets. If you go to my Instagram, the link in my bio, you'll see the picture to the poster for the show. Click on that. It'll take you straight to the link. I'd love it if you guys could make it out if you're in the Detroit area. Jason says, if you got brought back, you'd have no idea where you are and how to adapt. I guess, man. I mean, like, what if I came back, like, the next day, you know? So, like, I died today. The next day, you resurrect me. I think the new version of me wouldn't be convinced that I'm the same person. I would just be so skeptical. I'm like, what the fuck am I, you know? Tarek says, I'd be happy to be an immortal geezer chasing kids off my lawn. Yeah, an immortal geezer with abs, bro. And bionic limbs and a bionic dick, bro. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to, like, having, being outfitted with, like, a bionic penis that kind of acts like a rhinoceros's penis. Have you ever seen a rhinoceros's? You ever seen how rhinoceros's bang? The rhinoceros got no hips to gyrate. He just, like, mounts the female from the back, right? Just lays there. And then his fucking dick is on a piston. And I go boom, 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 boom. You know, he just sits there. He sits there. No grimace on his face. Just his dick doing all the work. The future's looking bright, gentlemen and ladies, maybe. Guys, got to get going. Thanks for being here. I'm going to see if I can get a guest this week. If not, same time next week, since I'm on the East Coast again, I'm going to be doing it earlier. I would do it at the 5 p.m. mark, but then that's when I got to go out and start doing shit. So, like, right now, got to go out and do shit. Next week, 2 p.m. Eastern time, because I'm still being in the Midwest. And, yeah, I'm going to try to get another guest. I haven't figured that out. Right now, I'm just really concerned about performing well this weekend. All right, guys. I love you. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you guys next time.
Public Yemeni number one.